I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We get into today's show with a very local story, but as you expect from us, we're also going to take the local and look at it globally. Like the historic victory of Ayanna Pressley last night, right here in the 7th Congressional District of Massachusetts. That made headlines across this country. It was also news in Brazil.
The victory has been covered a bit in Brazilian media, and it may indeed become a talking point just about the need to have more women of color in positions of power. And the idea that this benefit to society is a global wave, not just something that's happening in an isolated way.
We'll hear more from reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio in just a bit. But let's begin with the Boston crest of that global wave. This was an electoral win that surprised pollsters. Ayanna Pressley, a Boston city councilor, defeated 10-term incumbent Michael Capuano by 17 percentage points. That sets up Pressley to be the first woman of color to represent the state in Congress, because there's no challenger for the November election. Marie St. Fleur was rooting for her. St. Fleur is a former Massachusetts state representative. She was the first Haitian American elected to state office in the U.S., and she later worked in Boston City Hall with the late Mayor Thomas Menino. Marie St. Fleur, how are you feeling about this upset victory?
Delighted. Absolutely delighted. Historical evening.
Historic. And why did you support Pressley?
I support Pressley because change can't wait. Because she represents the lived experience of 60% of the people who live in the district. I respect Michael Capuano. I've supported Michael Capuano in the past. But there are specific issues that need to be addressed that need different lens. And the more diverse, the more inclusive your representation is, the better results we can get to for all people.
Yeah, a couple of those issues just off the top of your head.
Well, let's talk about affordable housing, right? If you talk about affordable housing and just look at it through the most consistent lens, then you're going to pass policies that are the regular run of the mill. But if I look at a district where a majority of the population, 60%, are underemployed, you have a significant demographic that culturally are not used to going anywhere to government to ask for help. That language may not predominantly be English. I need to think about how I'm going to pass that policy so that it's accessible to all people. And so you need somebody who's going to think about that. We have the issues around girls. What is happening with girls in the state and in that district in order to make certain that they have access to health care? And so you need someone who's going to be thinking about that in a proactive way, because the existing systems have kept them out.
Beyond Massachusetts, with wins by Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York, how would you describe the momentum right now on the national stage?
I think the Democratic Party needs to wake up and listen to this new group of people that are saying business as usual is not acceptable. I think they're saying that there's a swath of people who have been silent. And you know what? After a while, you can keep a person down for just so long. And after a while, they're not going to take it anymore. And I think that is what all this is saying right now. There's this swell of energy that has been created, and they've been reached out to. And I think Ayanna said it last night. She said to so many, I see you. You whose English is not your primary language. I see you. I know who to talk to that can reach out to you and make you understand that you count. You who understand that you've been marginalized and the economy has not been working for you. I see you. Come join hands with me. Let me help you tell your story so we can bring real change. And I think that's what happened in New York. I think that's what's happened in other states where we've seen this change coming. And it's coming in Georgia as well with Ms. Abrams.
So Democrats need to wake up. Has the party machinery not been responsive enough to candidates like Ayanna Pressley?
I know people dislike when I say that. I just say that the Democrats and the Republicans are different sides of the same coin. Even though our aspirations, I don't know if our aspirations are different, our methodologies might be different. At the end of the day, we've gotten into a place in America where it's not about people. It's about keeping a system in place, right? So at the end of the day, if we would just be Americans and figure out what it is that we can do in order to better the lives of everybody, I think that the people who are screaming to be heard will support people. I think what they've seen is that a good number of people who are not part of that club have felt that they've been left out. I think that's the message that's being said, particularly women of color. I think that's been said. I mean, we have been the backbone of the Democratic Party. No matter what has happened, we've come out and we voted. Yet the Democratic Party did not see fit to support most of the black women that put their names up on that ballot. And so what they've said is, okay, I don't have to talk to you, establishment. I can go talk directly to the people because the people want to be heard. And that's exactly what's happening across the country. They're bypassing party. They're putting new structures in place to talk to people. Because you know what? Haitian people are not going to go to the Boston Globe, but they're going to go to Haitian radio. Brazilians are not going to go to the Globe, but they're going to go to their local papers. The Chinese are not going to necessarily go to the Globe. They're going to go to their local papers. They're going to go to their local radio stations. And if you care about me, you're going to talk through my medium so you could hear me, so you could see me, so you could, I could be part of the solution with you. And that's what this new group is saying.
Marie St. Fleur is a former Massachusetts state representative. Thanks very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Marco. Thank you.